We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Will Manso is going to join us here in a second. So tonight's Heat game is on ESPN, but it's also on Fox Sports Sun. And so we wanted to bring Will on to remind everybody that you can watch it on Fox Sports Sun. That way you can see your old local friends, Eric Reed and John Crotty and Will Manso and Ruth Riley,
yep,
and Ron Rothstein, Jason Jackson. So tonight, Fox Sports Sun, it's an 8 o'clock tip-off. It's Heat and Pelicans, and I will be sitting in front of my TV with, I don't know if it'll be La Spada or pizza or something, but I'll be watching Fox Sports Sun.
You go basketball game with a sub.
La Spada sub to me signifies a big event.
Really?
So you get a La Spada sub, a bag of Funyuns, get yourself some Coke Zero, and that's a big event there.
I'm more sub. Daytime sub guy. I don't know about nighttime subs. I think you're on an island as a nighttime sub guy.
I don't disagree with you on that. I will tell you though, you know, I eat very little for lunch.
Yeah.
So, to me, a sub is a big meal. It takes too long.
You know, it's a sandwich.
I know.
Okay,
I know. But I like three wings. So I'm a little bit different.
It's a sandwich.
We'll head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors at Toyota of Hollywood, 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And Will Manso, like I said, you will see him tonight on the Heat pregame and postgame on Fox Sports Sun. And you can watch Heat Pelicans tonight on Fox Sports Sun. Hello, Will.
Guys, I'm La Spada. The one thing that means it to me is that I'm at Dolphins camp. That's the only time I eat La Spada.
Right, because right down the street, yeah?
Exactly. I go there pretty much every Monday during the season at like 2:45. I'm there eating, and then at 3:15 I head over to Dolphin Camp for Brian Flores and all that other stuff.
But a La Spada sub to eat real quickly. I mean, those are huge subs.
Yeah, I sometimes get the smaller ones or like the roll. It depends what kind of mood I'm in. But you're right, they are big subs. But, you know, I mean. It's a great lunch. I mean, it hits the spot every time.
Well, not for dinner though. You don't eat a sub after dark.
I know. I did once. I think I was 11.
Yeah, I love a sub for dinner. I really do. Like a Wawa sub. I'll stop on the way home from work, grab a couple Wawa subs for the family. That's a good dinner. I think you're wrong on this one. I think you're wrong on this one.
No, man. No subs after dark.
Yeah.
That's a daytime snack.
I don't know.
I don't know if we're wrong, but we're definitely the majority that don't do it, I think.
I don't think so. I don't think so, Will. I think you're going to be surprised at the outcome. And the outcome, by the way, I'll give you a clue. It's whatever I decide it is. There's no real.
Exactly. The unscientific hot and cold.
Yeah. It's pretty much Steve Goldstein said once, it seems like my opinions are facts. And, yes, I do feel that way. I'm tremendously excited for tonight's game because I really enjoy watching Zion Williamson because I thrive on Crowder's hate of Zion Williamson, and he is refusing still to acknowledge that Zion is a great player.
No.
Right?
He's good.
He's good.
Not great.
Not great.
No.
And you need to see more to declare him a great player one day.
Yeah, I want to see him dribble.
I believe that he is already on the road to being a great player. You can already tell. Where does Will Manso side?
I'll be honest with you guys. He is better than I even envisioned as a rookie, because I thought that there were some limitations in his game. And look, Channing, you joke about the dribbling. It's true. His ball handling, how he could shoot, how he could do anything other than be forceful, right? But he's proven in a short time that he can do a lot of different things. And he reminds me so much of like a Larry Johnson type, yet bigger and stronger. You know, he's a guy I grew up watching and I loved watching. And he reminds me a little of that, but he seems like he's the kind of guy that, as long as he stays healthy and in shape, he could be even more than what he is. And he's a double-double machine, and he's a force. I mean, he's a fun player to watch. Somehow he's better than I thought he would be. It's been incredible to watch him.
Notch up a W for Hockman there, and now I'm going to notch another one. Who do we consider the food expert on this radio show, Crowder?
The food expert?
Yes.
You love food.
Besides me.
Oh, Doug Plagans.
Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers. Okay. He has just texted me, "I'm okay with a sub for dinner."
I mean, I'll be honest, Hawk. If I'm going to choose dining advice, I'm probably not going to call you and Doug first.
Yo, what? What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Now, those are fighting words, Will, because Doug Plagans, we can throw it down when it comes to knowing about food and wet food, what food is appropriate.
Let's not give you an example. Like, dude, I don't go home, and like, I understand if you're in a hurry and you go by a sub shop in the evening, but like, do you go home and build a sub for dinner?
Well, I wouldn't build it myself, but I would bring a sub home for dinner and have it on a plate for dinner.
It's weird.
On a plate for, yeah. Man, I can't. Yeah, no, I think you and Doug are alone on this one.
Even that too, Will. You unwrap the sub and put it on a plate, or just leave it in the damn paper.
Yeah, that's no. Do you get forks and knives and the little things and the little salt shakers?
I mean, now you're just being silly, Will. I think it might have to do, in all honesty, because my wife is from Philadelphia, and they live on hoagies up there. Mm. Because I don't know, we've been married, 24 years now, so I can't remember back before. Like, it's all a haze at this point. But it may be because in Philadelphia, hoagies are a religion. So it is dinner, but I'm going to side with Doug Plagans on this before anybody. And if he says it's acceptable for dinner.
People from Philly are the people in I Am Legend that stay in the dark, too.
Listen, I can't defend Philly people because you know how I feel. You know how I feel about them. So
I was going to say, don't get me started on Philly.
Yeah, it's just a terrible city.
Hey, Doug, speaking of Zion,
it's
tonight.
It's not Doug, it's Will.
I mean,
Will,
now you got me talking about this damn Doug Plagans.
No, I was the one who doesn't eat dinner.
Hey,
so, yeah.
And Will, you look way better than Doug.
Hey,
ha ha, Doug.
Doing?
I know you're listening.
What do you mean, ha ha, Doug?
No, Will. Speaking of Zion, who matches up the best against Zion? Who do you think should check Zion tonight?
I mean, I think you got to think it's Bam is the Bam is that guy they turn to. Now, you can't, I don't think you can have Bam shadow him all night. I'm not sure what the plan is, and obviously Bam's not going to be on the court all night, but I think he's the best body for it. But Zion looks to me like one of those guys, and you saw it the other day with Giannis, the way they slowed him down. And Giannis is obviously a different type of player than Zion. He's forceful, but he's also so long, and he could do so many things. I think you have to give him multiple looks. You have to try to frustrate him. Once in a while, go one-on-one, have somebody there waiting to double and waiting to help out, and try to confuse him. I mean, he is a rookie, and I think if anything, you could try to confuse him with looks, and maybe that gets him struggling with either turnovers or not, indecisiveness. Because the one thing you don't want, it's the same with Giannis or any great player in the post, you don't want a decisive guy. You don't want Zion getting the ball and attacking the basket and feeling he can get to the basket, because he is just such a force to stop. So I think it starts with Bam, but I think it's not going to be one answer. He's going to get multiple looks from Spo on what they're trying to do with that defense.
I believe they should rub chicken grease on themselves to throw them off mentally.
Oh, I mean, what is happening here?
Because that would get him thinking about off the court.
I got text today that people not knowing that I was going to be on your show today saying, man, are you guys the stuff Crowder's saying about Zion and the nicknames he's giving him?
I mean, it's ridiculous.
What am I getting myself into?
This is a good one, Will, because Giannis is the Greek freak. Zion is the grease freak.
That's the one that someone sent me.
Now,
I will keep that person I will not tell you. I'll keep that person anonymous, but I was told that one by someone.
Do you guys consider cheesesteaks to be a sub? Because that is a dinner item, and that gets served on a plate. So you're saying that's a different item?
It is. Last time I was in Philly, or I may not have been last time, but one of the last times I was in Philly, I went to a Marlins-Phillies game, and I had a cheesesteak for dinner, and that felt fine. I mean, to me, a sub is like luncheon meats, you know. I mean, stuff like that, maybe tuna. But cheesesteak is kind of a different animal. That's a whole different thing. Okay. I mean, that's what I think. I could do that for dinner.
No, I understand. I was just – because I could box you in if you thought it was a sub, and then because that's on dinner menus. I mean, you can't – like
I don't think
– No, that's a dinner.
Yeah, but I don't think your dinner should be inside of bread. I'm not a burger for dinner guy.
Oh, okay. We've had this disagreement before as well. I have no problem with that, but I'll have a bowl of cereal for dinner as well.
Yeah, and I kind of separate my meals.
This is no joke, Crowder, because this is like revelatory to me because I'm not kidding you. I would love to come home and have a peanut butter sandwich for dinner. Like I'm 50 years old. That doesn't bother me at all. Bag of chips and a peanut butter sandwich. Crowder wants for dinner every night. This is no joke, right? A meat. A starch,
yes.
A vegetable.
Yes, yeah. And I want them. Yeah. I want them separated on my plate. And if I go home and my wife made some, hey, the kids are eating pizza. I'll be back. I'm going up the street to get me a real meal.
You know what? I'm going to say the new food expert is Channing because that's a meal is stuff.
I mean,
That could have come out of Archie Bunker's mouth.
Let
from
Will
1966.
Talk.
Will, are you joking?
It's old school. It's still all these years later is appropriate. You have the meat, the starch. I'm all for that. Even though you're talking to a guy who left home to go to the Heat game, and I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with chips. That's what I had as my. But that was like a late lunch, early dinner. Because now we get into the show, and I really don't have time to sit down and eat.
What about a hot dog for dinner?
Only if I'm a sporting event.
Right.
All right. Sporting event, anything goes to sporting events. You eat popcorn and M&M's for dinner. I mean, that's fine.
Right. So you're saying at home for dinner, you want to have meat, starch, vegetables.
Yes.
You want it to look like a Swanson's Hungry Man meal.
Yes. Ideally, it's a homemade Swanson meal, a little healthier with less salt. That's the way I would go, ideally. Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, Edith Bunker and Archie Bunker joining us here. I mean, honestly,
I'll be Edith.
What year are we?
I'll take Edith too.
Will Manso, watch him tonight, Fox Sports Sun. You've got Heat and Pelicans. It's an 8:00 tip-off. First time we get to see Zion in action. Very excited about it. Thank you for making time for us, Will.
Anytime, guys.
There you go, Will Manso. I love breaking down. I thought I had something there with the cheesesteak. Some brilliant texter texted that in. I was ready to box him in.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Well, there you go. Will Manso, big game tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.